Mercury was up when I joined. Gemini had started. They didn't have... Apollo was still thinking about what it's going to be, and shuttle hadn't even been thought about. And that's when I started getting handprints. So all the handprints I got were for Gemini and Apollo. There was about 42 of them. During that time, we were trying to work, what's Apollo really going to be? We had the basic big eight-sided figure with Apollo up on top and the bust of Kennedy. But the pylons were something that we came up with. We don't want to do the same as we did on Gemini or the same as we did on Mercury. So we said we're going to have a three-sided pylon, since there was three astronauts for each mission, and then we'll do them alphabetical. If you try them doing per mission, some of them flew more than one mission. So I finished with the designer, who was Warren Lackey, who was our chief engineer, and with Sandy Storm, Bob Seek, and a couple of the other guys, a few of the contractors, we came up with that basic design. And for shuttle, and I think I was probably the one that basically said, well, there were six shuttles, not five, six orbiters. So we need a six-sided rather than a 12-sided, which we were eight-sided, which we had for Apollo, and a four-sided for Gemini. So the size around shuttle was because of the number of orbiters, Enterprise and Columbia and Atlantis and whatever. So each side will feature that particular orbiter when you look at it. I basically said, what I want to do is let's get enough money that we can get another pylon. Honor all the men and women who have died on the job at Kennedy. People a lot of places honor the astronauts. So we did that. We gathered up enough money, and we had a really nice ceremony. And we invited the relatives of all those that we could find who had died there. And it was 42 names.